Hello, and welcome back to the Network Threats Podcast. Today we'll be talking about CrowdSec, a new application designed to beat the like of DDoS attacks with open source and crowdsourced software. More on that after this message. Hello, and welcome back. Today we'll be looking at a form of intrusion prevention software called CrowdSec. Before we get too deep into CrowdSec, we should understand what an intrusion detection system, or IDS, actually is. According to Checkpoint, an online cybersecurity company, an intrusion detection system, or IDS, is a monitoring system that detects suspicious activities and generates alerts when they are detected. Now that you have a basic understanding of what an intrusion detection system is, we can understand that CrowdSec is a form of an intrusion detection system. In fact, it's a form that goes even farther. It's called an intrusion prevention system. An intrusion prevention system takes alerts that are generated by the intrusion detection system and actually acts on them, in that it actually stops the threats from causing damage on a specific network. In the past, enterprise system administrators have utilized tools such as fail-to-ban as a form of intrusion prevention. Now, fail-to-ban is well and good for its time. In fact, it was revolutionary when it was first created, but it runs on Python. And since Python is a non-compiled language, it is inherently slower. Now, more recently, in the last few years, CrowdSec has come onto the intrusion prevention scene. Now, CrowdSec is written in Go, which is a compiled language, making it up to 60 times faster than fail-to-ban. Okay, so we know now that CrowdSec is way faster than its predecessors, but what else does it do to improve on the older model? Well, one important thing that CrowdSec does is it breaks up the intrusion prevention and the intrusion detection. Now, we will remember that intrusion detection systems just detect alerts, while intrusion prevention systems block them. So, what CrowdSec does is it breaks those things up into two different pieces of software. The way CrowdSec works at a basic level is as follows. First, there is a CrowdSec agent that is placed on strategic machines or other points throughout a network. Now, these CrowdSec agents basically watch for malicious traffic. Whenever they see a threat, they log it in a local database and compare it with an API provided by CrowdSec. Now, you may wonder, why is the CrowdSec agent on the local network sending those potential threats up to a web API? Well, the way it works is awesome, and this is really the beauty of the CrowdSec and the crowdsourced security setup. So, this central API receives these potential malicious IP addresses and checks them for validity. Now that they are checked for validity, they're logged in a database that is available for any other CrowdSec instance to query. Whenever another CrowdSec agent finds a potential threat IP, it checks the CrowdSec API. Now, if there is already a log in the cloud, it doesn't upload it for analysis. It simply blocks the threat. But how does it block it, since it's only an intrusion detection system? Well, CrowdSec provides another tool called a bouncer. Now, this is the second part of the CrowdSec system, and it is the intrusion prevention part of the system. The CrowdSec bouncers are basically little tiny firewalls that are specific to applications. Now, there may be a bouncer specifically for Nginx web server. There may be a bouncer specifically for Apache server. There's a bouncer specifically for WordPress. And so in this way, CrowdSec has broken up the intrusion prevention into smaller pieces. And one of the reasons why breaking it up into smaller pieces is good is because there can be more specific and tailored blocking systems. Now, there are plenty of bouncers, and if you have a specific use case, you should go check out their page of bouncers, but more on that later. The security of CrowdSec is quite good, since only the potential threats are sent up to the API for analysis and checking. Now, to be clear, we should make sure that everyone listening to this understands that CrowdSec is designed for internet-facing devices. If you have your personal laptop, CrowdSec probably isn't the best option to protect that. The best option for that is probably a specific antivirus that actually watches all aspects of the system. CrowdSec is specifically designed to watch for incoming internet threats, and as a function of that, it only really is beneficial in a internet-facing server environment. Now, if you have your personal computer on the internet, yes, CrowdSec will benefit your computer, but you should probably be thinking about whether you want to have your computer online at all. That's all I have to say on CrowdSec for today, but if you want to check out more about what they do, you can go to their website, crowdsec.net. That's CrowdSec.net. There you'll find all kinds of resources to help you install and configure CrowdSec. As always, thanks for listening to the Network Threats Podcast. If you want to check out more about cybersecurity and technology, go to our website at networkthreats.org. If you want to find more about the podcast, go to networkthreats.org/podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again on the next episode of the Network Threats Podcast. Thanks, see you then.